Dust Destruction and Survival in the Cassiopeia: A Reverse Shock, by F.D. Priestley et al. Core Collapse Supernovae, CCSNA, produce large, GTRSI meter 0.1, m underscore a dot, masses of dust, and are potentially the primary source of dust in the universe, but much of this dust may be destroyed before reaching the interstellar medium. Cassiopeia A, Cass A, is the only supernova remnant where an observational measurement of the dust destruction efficiency in the reverse shock is possible at present. We determine the pre- and post-shock dust masses in Cass A using a substantially improved dust emission model. In our preferred models, the unshocked ejecta contains 0.6 to 0.8 m underscore a dot of 0.1 materiometer silicate grains, while the post-shock ejecta has 0.02 to 0.09 m underscore a dot of 5 to 10 n meter grains in dense clumps, and 2 t meters 10 to the power of minus 3 m underscore a dot of 0.1 materiometer grains in the diffuse X-ray emitting shocked ejecta. The implied dust destruction efficiency is 74-94% in the clumps and 92-98% overall, giving Cass A final dust yield of 0.05-0.30 m_a dot. If the unshocked ejecta grains are larger than 0.1 materiometer, the dust masses are higher, the destruction efficiencies are lower, and the final yield may exceed 0.5 m_a dot. As Cass A has a dense circumstellar environment and thus a much stronger reverse shock than is typical, the average dust destruction efficiency across all CCSNA is likely to be lower and the average dust yield higher. This supports a mostly stellar origin for the cosmic dust budget. This was Dust Destruction and Survival in the Cassiopeia: A Reverse Shock, by F.D. Priestley et al.